Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on January 19th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, joining us today is not usually you. We have Mark Lips, the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, but we have special guests joining us today. And of course, we have with us, because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm very excited, Joe. I'm very excited about a couple of things. You want to hear?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, first off, it looks like it's going to rain, which means I'll finally get to wear my new Hunter boots that I got for Christmas. So as soon as the show is over, I'm putting on my Hunter boots. Very excited about
that.
I heard that you had some rain while I was gone. JB showed posted some video or something on Facebook, and I was like, damn, I'm not there for the rain. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, my
God.
The other
thing I'm very –
You missed the torrent.
I heard.
It was
I'm hoping we get some more. And the other thing I'm excited about, which we're going to talk about with our guest today, let me talk about our guest first. We're going to start the new year off with a chamber chat with guest Michelle Wynn. She's the Manhattan Beach Chamber Director of Membership, and Brandon Oates, who is the Director of Sponsorship. And we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. As I said, it's a new year, big overview show. We're going to recap last night's town hall. We're going to talk about the newly fabulously renovated chamber offices and the open house that they're going to be having. We're going to talk about a couple of upcoming seminars and more, including Joe joining the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Michelle and Brandon. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I have to say, Jackie, how long have we been doing this show with the chamber? It's been a year and some.
Oh, no, it's been more.
Maybe
Let me think. No, it's been more than that. Manhattan Beach Chamber was the first to come on board. It's got to be four years. It's got to be 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like a short time, which is a good thing. It seems like a short time because it's been really fabulous. Of course, we started with Jim
O'Callaghan.
What was his last name? O'Donnell?
O'Callaghan. Oh, how
O'Callaghan. We do. Jim O'Callaghan, we started with. He made lots and lots of changes, and he was really looking for new and innovative, and we started with him. And then now we're with Mark Lips as the president and CEO of the chamber, and we're thrilled. Mark has brought so much energy and, just practical thinking and also commitment. I mean, no one is more committed to the chamber than Mark Lips is, and that's been wonderful. And it's time. I thought it was time to join the chamber. They are certainly one of the most progressive chambers in the region, and I'm thrilled to be with the Manhattan Beach Chamber. So, Key, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with what is the Manhattan Beach Chamber or some other question like that, leading question?
Well, you know, for people that might be listening that don't know what the Chamber's mission is, well, you'll start with that. You want to take that, Michelle or Brandon, just a quick overview of what the Chamber does for the community?
Well, we –
sure.
I mean – no, go ahead, Brandon. You take this.
Oh, well, I will actually read you the mission statement, and we'll go from there. The mission statement that we have is: the Manhattan Beach Chamber is an association of businesses, other entities, and individuals organized to encourage a strong local economy and quality of life by promoting commerce, sound government, and informed membership in community. And so thank you so much, Joe, for joining the Chamber. That's one part that really fuels and drives the Chamber. We wouldn't be open without members to serve. But Michelle, do you want to talk a little bit more about what we do day to day?
Well, I mean, we can help promote the business through social media posts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, obviously when you join the Chamber, you get to be part of our website, which is a great tool because people, they look at the Chamber as if it's a legit business setup, so they rely on us. And when you look at our website, they assume, and which is true, that these businesses are real businesses and they won't get, you know, taken. So the website's the first place that you want to make sure you have your profile all set up because people do rely on that as a source, kind of like a directory. It is a directory of the local businesses. So that's where people go first to look for reputable businesses in the community. And I think it's important to have that for the community because, you know, with all these you know, businesses that open and close and, you know, you've heard about it over and over, people lose their money to rogue businesses. We don't have those here, which is great. We offer, you know, e-blasts, which are a great way to connect with other members, and some of them are non-members, people that have attended our seminars that want to be part of the Chamber mailing list. So we have, just over 8,000 people that we connect with through Constant Contact, which is also a great tool. We try daily to help the small business, medium business, and, you know, large businesses don't necessarily need us, but the ones that we have, we give them as much attention as, you know, we treat everybody the same. So it's a great tool if you're looking
to
grow
say,
your business.
You know, from the perspective of a new member, I've been associated with, you know, in contact with the Chamber on an ongoing basis for 4 years. I've seen how you guys operate. I've seen the level of commitment and the work that you do and the ways in which you engage with businesses and those other entities that you talk about, like government and like schools and so forth. And finally, it was the right time for me because I needed that extra help. As a small business, I needed the marketing and the engagement and the exposure that the Manhattan Beach Chamber gives to a small business. And now I need that. And so it was the right time for me to join. And then you talk about something else, Michelle, that I think is so key. It gives your business legitimacy. I'm in an arena where
most unique
people
business profile,
say, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a very unique profile.
You are.
And people say, what? What is that? Is it real? Mm-hmm. Is it worth anything? I mean, I needed to have legitimacy.
Mark usually says, think of us as an extension of your staff. So it's you're adding on to your staff. So if you have it, so for you, it's just you. Consider us, you know, four more people to add to your staff. And that's, I think that's important. If you use us the way you should be using us, that's the way we should be functioning for our businesses as an extension of your staff.
Now, Brandon, I'm gonna ask you this question. I'm just gonna throw it to you. This is something that Mark and Jackie and I talk all the time. We talk about this all the time. Is that, you know, it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the members just don't engage. They don't take advantage of what you have to offer. And, you know, it's a criminal offense because you guys have some great stuff. But
somebody
Brandon,
call the police.
Somebody call the chamber police. Brandon, what is that about?
Well, you know, I think that there are quite a few tools out there. There are quite a few networking organizations and also chambers. Almost every community in the Los Angeles area and the South Bay has a chamber. Inglewood has a chamber, Hawthorne, Torrance, Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach. So a lot of companies like to join a couple chambers. I think maybe it's they get too busy. Maybe some of them do just maybe forget about it because the pricing for our memberships are very reasonable. Mm-hmm. So maybe they just kind of pay for it and forget about it. But we're very good at sending out quite a few messages through email, social media, just trying to update people on when all of our events are and then when our other opportunities are coming up. So engagement is something that's very important to us, and we're definitely working on it.
And
you
I
know,
think
Joe,
that,
no.
Go ahead, Michelle. Just to expand on that, I think that's something we're trying to change. Like Brenda was saying, we're trying to reach out to everybody to get them to remember, hey, we have these great seminars, and Mark's been really good about making sure the seminars are applicable to people's businesses and interests and the technology that's happening. And we're trying to remind people we're here, because I think a lot of times, like Brandon said, you forget, you get busy, you don't realize that this is what's, you know, you should be participating in, and you just get, you know, the day goes by quickly. So we're trying to remind people, hey, fill your profile out, come to an event, we have something for everyone. So that's the goal that Mark's been trying to achieve. This is his year. He's having his year anniversary this month in February. So he's been really good about that. Mm. So
you know, that went fast. That year went very, very fast. I have to tell
you guys
are doing a great job, because I signed up for your newsletter. I get it every week. It gives you all the schedule of mm-hmm. events. Mm-hmm. It puts out the special offers. You know, business members, I don't care how big or how small you are. If you're a dry cleaner and you're having a special this week for shirts, only $1.99, call the chamber and they'll put it out there. You know, it's the little things like that. And I know Mark's been like a terrier with that. He's like, come on, send us a flyer. Let us know when you're doing something. Let us know when you're having that 2-for-1 special, or you're having a special sale hours, or you're having a special event or whatever. He is like a dog with a bone on that, you know, as far as the numbers go. He's like, use us. We're here to be used. And,
right.
You know, seriously,
yes.
You guys
yes,
are doing
Michelle.
A great job.
Yes, Michelle,
yes, you're doing a great job.
We called your boss. Like a dog with a bone. Yes, we did.
You know,
we did it.
The terrier is perfect, because he is a little
terrier.
Bit, you know, he's happy and hyper and ready to go. I mean, the terrier was a perfect analogy.
That would
be the dog I would
he,
make him.
Okay. All right, terrier. Okay. Now, speaking of.
And he's very cute. Don't forget that. He's very
adorable.
Cute.
Adorable. Yes.
He is adorable. I know. But the other thing I learned from your newsletter, was it earlier this week or late last week? I can't remember. Is that the chamber has developed a mobile app?
Yeah.
Now, will one of you tell us about that? That's big. Who wants to take
that? I'm
going to
kick that to you, Michelle.
Oh, okay. Well, the mobile-to-mobile app is great. It allows members to basically everybody gets to sign up for it. My understanding, it's still really new, so forgive me if I miss something, but it's relatively new. All the businesses get to participate in it. You get that's my understanding. You get one free special that you can offer. Any additional specials you want to offer, there is a fee for that, and there is a difference in fee between membership and non-membership. And I personally think this is fantastic, because it's a great way to draw in business, to bring people traffic in. And people like a discount. Who doesn't? 10%, 15%. You can, you know, it's just a way for people to connect. And everyone's got their phones all the time. So it's better than an email, because emails you have to open up. This is just an app that you download. The process is super easy. And we're hoping that it takes off for the members. So it's a good tool to draw business in. That's my brief summary on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Anything, it's convenient.
It's
you know, everything
convenient.
Today is about convenience. Everybody always has their phone with them. They're downtown. They're like, oh, gosh, I got to pick up a hostess gift. Where should I go?
you know,
right.
that sort of thing. Or,
mm-hmm.
yeah. No. It's, mm-hmm. Did you know about this new mobile app, Joe? Did you get the newsletter?
No,
did you know about this?
I've only been a chamber member for, like 36 hours.
A minute.
I'm trying to get adjusted.
A minute.
Oh, I've only been a chamber member for 36 hours. Give me a break. Joe's going to be knocking on...
To Joe's credit, though, he did exactly what I would love for even our veteran members to do. He called me. He filled out his profile. We sat down. Obviously, it's super easy. Joe is obviously really good with the computer. He got everything lined up, and I wish more members would do that because the best thing is to have that profile filled out for your marketing purposes.
Yeah.
So he was great.
Yeah.
He called me. We did it right away. So my hat's off to Joe.
There you go.
Well, it wasn't me. I mean, I called, and then Michelle was busy with another project, but she dropped what she was doing and took my call, and it took 20 minutes maybe, and we were done. It was done in 20 minutes. We got everything arranged, and I had she gave me some homework. And, if you want to really see a great profile, let's just say, if you want to see a great profile, look at Kim Ruggles' events
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
the Manhattan Beach Chamber membership. Her profile is well done, so if
mm-hmm.
you look at it, you can see all the different elements that you might want to do. And that's all it took to get started. And then I had a session with Brandon. And, Brandon, what did we talk about?
We talked a little bit about sponsorship. We talked about our seminars that we have that you can sponsor. We talked about the economic forum a little bit. We talked about our e-blast service that we offer. You're very interested in that, Joe, which we're excited
mm-hmm.
about. And I think that we're going to continue our conversation on Tuesday over coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to the chamber. I went to the membership member directory, and I typed in my name, and I'm in there.
Awesome.
Oh, well, too exciting. No, there's a lot of benefits to being a chamber member. And as we said, Manhattan Beach Chamber has been at the forefront of innovation for what a chamber is and what a chamber does. So, next item of business, and this is very exciting for all of you, I believe. You
mm-hmm.
have recently renovated your offices. Tell us about that, Michelle, because I know it was a bit of a little trial and error there. But what started that? I heard something about somebody donating furniture or something like that.
So the beauty of the chamber is the networking that you get. I cannot stress how important it is. Even if you can't come to the lunch, we try to make it so there's something for everyone, like I said earlier. But every opportunity that we have is a networking opportunity. And we happen to be at the Manhattan Village Shopping Center Social at Brickworks. And I was talking to a member who I'd known for a while. And I said, the worst part of my day is going into the office. And she was like, what? I said, ever since I'd been there, Jim has had me cleaning out stuff. It's unorganized. It's dirty. I get this tickle in my throat when I'm talking and I have to cough all day and clear my throat. There's something in the air. And she went, wait a minute. I got to help you with this. And she works for IA Architects. And she said, I'm going to help you. And I immediately went, am I being punked? Is there a camera around here? Are you really serious? Because it just happened that easily. It happened so easily. And it wasn't like I was looking at her. I didn't pursue her and say, you know, this woman's going to help me. We were just two members talking openly. And from there, that company opened up so many opportunities for us. Monica Dupree has been amazing. She immediately went out, spoke to her vendors. We got floor samples, which is fine with me because the furniture we had before was donated from another member. And I talked to people that had been with the chamber for a while, and they said the furniture had been there for as long as they can remember, which to me is a bad sign. So that's how it started. Had a mixer. Crazy, huh?
No, that's great. And then the ball gets rolling, and you're
exactly.
painting, and
you're
setting things up. And
mm-hmm.
I stopped by few weeks ago kind of saw it in progress.
Mm-hmm.
You at the time you were trying to do something a little different with the floors, and
right.
But now it's finished, right? It's finished now.
With the exception of some furniture, the bones of the structure, and this isn't just the main office, it's also our conference room. And I don't know if any of you had ever been in our conference room. I know Brandon was able to participate in a meeting there. It was the place where furniture went to die, and we had boxes and pop-up tents and wayward, you know, filing cabinets. And when you went in, plastic chairs and a table that was at least like a Formica table that we had gotten from the fire department. Thank you, fire department. We do appreciate your contribution. It served us well for the 100 years we had it, but it just needed a facelift. It needed to be cleaned up. There were pictures randomly hanging from the wall, and it didn't feel like when you went in there for a conference, well, we have our board meetings in there, that this was a serious organization. It just felt like somebody's storage room. And so we also cleaned that out, and IA Architects also got us a beautiful walnut table and 16 leather chairs. And we had a day where we put everything aside, and we went through all the filing cabinets, went through all the binders, and we cleared everything out of that room as well. So it wasn't just this room, it was that room as well. And it's just now, it's a place where you look at, like, these people are serious. You know, it's clean in here, it's organized, and the furniture all matches, the chairs are comfortable. It's you know, I'm looking to get a TV for, because the conference table has you know, the ability to project, you know, plug in and have the TV, and you can do PowerPoint. So I'm kind of, that's the other last piece of that. But yeah, I mean, so it was two rooms basically.
That's exciting.
So,
exciting. You know, every so often you need a refresh. You need to hit the refresh button because we all get comfortable. I'm looking around my office right now, and I'm like, okay, I need a refresh. You know.
Mm.
That's great. So you're having an open house. Tell us about that.
It's actually our monthly social. So we have two events that are pretty much staples. We have the first Friday of the month, we do a lunch at the Bellamar, which the Bellamar Hotel, second story restaurant, is incredibly accommodating. The food's delicious. The last Thursday of the month, we do a social. And I'm calling it an open house just because I want members to, you know, we want members to look at this space as a second home. As we are an extension of their employees, this is an extension of their office. We have a lot of members that don't have conference room ability. They have to go to the coffee shop or the library. We want our members to use the conference room. Come in, have a meeting, use the conference room. We took out a desk where an old employee was. We had a cabinet when he first walked in, and we have a lounge that we're trying to create. If you're in the area and you're in between appointments, you want to grab a cup of coffee or tea or a cup of water, you just need a break, come and hang out in the lounge or make some calls in the conference. We want members to use this space as if it's their home, their second home. So we want to make sure the members know, hey, it's here. Sign up to use the conference room. Come and hang out at lunch. We have a member who has taken us up on it. She's worked in the office a couple times. We have a couple of extra desks, and she's worked here all day with us. You know, it gets boring to work at home sometimes by yourself. You need interaction.
You know, that's incredible, and I've never heard of other chambers doing that. That's incredible to have the use of a professional conference room. That is a great idea. Everybody out
right.
there, up, you know, Joe, you could have a meeting there.
Absolutely,
you know?
Joe.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This is. I'm already thinking that the clients and prospective clients would like to meet at the chamber because it's convenient.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where it is, and it's not a coffee house, which has a whole different vibe. It's a business environment. Great. I think it's great.
Yeah, that's terrific.
But,
so when is the social?
The social is January 25th, 5:30 to 7:30. It's here at the Chamber, 425 15th Street. We should have pretty good parking out here for the night, and it'll just be like a regular social, except no spilling on my new carpet.
You can't have that. You can't have that. Well, that's exciting, and I'm definitely going to come by. I'm definitely going
to
come by.
I would like to just say, Joseph Wright, he with On Location Marketing, he made me some amazing signs for the chamber office and the conference room. I want everybody to come and take a look at it. He's been a phenomenal partner of the chamber, And these signs, he and I went back and forth on lighting them up, and he went ahead and did it. And I have to say, you have to come and check out his signs. They're great. It's great for the workspace, and I'm super thankful for that. We also were Oz Art Studios has loaned us her art to fill the chamber with, and her art's amazing. It is for purchase. It's in the office. As much as I don't want to get rid of them because they add so much to the chamber that you can purchase them, she's a wonderful artist, so please come check out her artwork. And if you see something you like, even though I will miss it, Brandon and I love the art here, I highly recommend you come check out her art for that. So that's also something else. We're also doing a little what's the other thing we're doing, Brandon? A silent auction.
A raffle.
That night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we have some art that's been donated, and we're going to use the proceeds for our Young Entrepreneurs Academy. So there's a little bit more to the night than just coming and checking out the new space. We have some other opportunities that we'd mm-hmm. like to share with the members and non-members as well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I'm happy for you guys. I'm really happy for you guys. It's always good to be in a nice new space.
This is Michelle. I have a question for Michelle, Jackie. Did you have something else?
No, go right ahead.
I downloaded my Chamber app. I went to the Play Store. I have an Android, and I downloaded it. And it says Manhattan Beach at the bottom. How do they know who I am? How do they know what region I belong to?
Where did you get your business license?
Well, here in the, Redondo.
Redondo?
Is where I will get it.
Or
maybe Hermosa, but the bottom line is...
That's the magic.
I think the app, if I can chime in, I think that it picks up on your location.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever your device might be, it picks up on the participating vendors, whether they're restaurants or whoever. It picks up on the vendors that are closest to your location where you're at. So when you sign up for the app, it gives you the option if you want to share your location or if you don't. So perhaps you shared your location, which is smart. You should do that because then you can see all the deals that are being offered and listed.
In your area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you can change the chamber or select a different chamber, but it kind of automatically selects a chamber near you to start off with.
Right.
That's weird.
Right.
Cool.
That is interesting.
Cool. I wanna get into specifics about last night the chamber hosted a town hall. Joe, why don't you do a really quick station break, and then when we come back, let's get into specifics about the chamber town hall that happened last night. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, it sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, and everyone. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the South Bay Show. We're having a wonderful show today about the Manhattan Beach Chamber. It's a Manhattan Beach Chamber chat. We've got Michelle Wynn with us, the Chamber Director of Membership, and we've got Brandon Oates, the Director of Sponsorship. We're going to talk about all things Chamber today, and every Friday you can find us here at this location, wherever you may be, online, talking about chamber happenings, interviewing chamber members, and all of that great stuff. So please join us on a regular basis, and we'll normally take calls, not today, but we'll normally take calls, and of course, don't forget LA28.org. Thank you very much. All right, we're back.
You had to throw that in.
I watched that movie like three times yesterday. Oh my god.
Oh, the video.
There's a little intro video. It's so exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, now, who wants to take the town hall? What was the purpose of it? What did it want to accomplish? What were some of the items that were up for discussion?
I think I've spoken enough. I'd like to hand this over to Brandon. And it was, and by the way, it was in the morning. It was 8 to 10 in the morning.
Oh, in the morning. Sorry.
But yeah, Brandon, I've talked a lot today.
Sure.
I'll let him do it.
Sure, I'll take it.
All right.
Are we on, is it a commercial?
It's yours.
Oh.
No, it's yours,
I
Brandon.
We're on break still. Oh, my goodness.
Well, nope, yeah. we're back.
Now that We are on air. Look at that red light. So, as Michelle said yesterday, 8 to 10 a.m. was the town hall over at the Jocelyn, which is our community center in Manhattan Beach. It's right across the parking lot, literally, from the chamber offices on 15th Street. But we kicked off at 8, had some networking, invited chamber members, non-chamber members from the community, just to tell them a little bit more about our chamber. But the idea of the event was folks that are already members, let's lay out everything that the chamber does, from membership benefits, sponsorship opportunities, to all of our events, just talking about what the purpose of each event is, why it's important to attend, and why it's so important for the chamber and community. So it was a refresher for chamber members to kind of, you know, kick off 2018 and figure out what can I do to grow my business. And for folks that were there that have not joined the chamber yet, we actually did have quite a few people sign up with Michelle yesterday, which was really great. And we had some people call in for sponsorship, which was fantastic as well. But we did that for 2 hours. We had a nice PowerPoint. We had board members there. We had some city officials there, city staff. A lot of our biggest sponsors were there, some of our annual sponsors as well. Mark kicked us off and, you know, talked about the chamber. Michelle got up and she talked about membership, and that was really fantastic. And then I got up, talked a little bit about sponsorship. And then we also have a couple of publications that we discussed. Ed Brzezinski works with us for our annual destination guide, which we're trying to figure out a new name for. We actually took a little vote at the town hall, and we've narrowed it down to a couple different new titles for the guide. But Ed talked a little bit about why it's important not only to just have a chamber membership or maybe sponsor some events or e-blasts, but it's also important to have an ad in the guide just to have that additional exposure. And then we also talked about our quarterly publication, which is the Manhattan Beach Business Journal, which also has other ad and article opportunities for our chamber members. But typically we just highlight throughout the year for each of those issues, each one of those four issues, we highlight kind of what we're doing that time of year. So our latest issue was everything about YEA, our Young Entrepreneurs Academy. And then I believe the next issue that's coming out, Michelle's working on, that is going to be all about our renovation. That, and Michelle didn't mention this, but Michelle really worked hard on that. I know I started working for the chamber on June 5th. That's my anniversary. So it'll be my 1 year. And Michelle was already working on the renovation and talking about it. And she told me, she said, so you are going to be working in a beautiful office very soon. And it was kind of hard to believe sitting in the office that we were in at the time. I thought, really? What are we tearing it down? But no, Michelle got everything donated and worked very hard. And, you know, she's the director of membership. She's not the director of design for the chamber, but she went above and beyond and just really knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
I was floored by it. So our first quarterly issue of the Business Journal will be all about that. But, of course, you'll get a little sneak peek on the 25th if you come to the open house. So,
okay.
Yeah,
I got to ask.
Was great.
Okay, I got to ask you because, you know, destination guide sounds pretty good to me. Why looking for a change? Destination guide.
Well, we want to make it, we want it to just not be a directory. We want it to be a local magazine that has articles. The destination guide in the past didn't, it was just more just a guide that had ads and the directory. But we really want it. Mark is very, and by the way, I have to also say, this renovation would have not been possible if I didn't have such a great boss. He let me do what I wanted. The minute I said, hey, this is what I would love to do for the chamber for you, he had just come on board. The conversation happened in March, so he'd only been here a few months. And he could have said, no, we're busy, we don't have time for this, it's frivolous. He didn't. He said, yes, let's do it. And, wouldn't have happened if I didn't have, you know, an open-minded boss who thought, hey, this is a really a good opportunity to rebrand, to, you know, change, improve the chamber image, you know, and he allowed that to happen. And he also allowed me, like I said, he pretty much let me do whatever I wanted. So I have to give it to Mark for that. But the directory, like I said, Mark loves Manhattan Beach. I don't think I've ever met anybody who loves a community. I've been out here since 82. I went to high school out here. My kids have gone to school out here. I love the community as well. Mark is incredibly passionate about this community, really wants it to have a town feel, a hometown feel. So changing the destination guide offers us an opportunity to highlight people in the community, just another opportunity, not just a directory, but an opportunity to just talk to some people and have article space.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right. Okay.
And I
all right.
And if I may, I also think that the guide, we really want it to be a publication that, if you're visiting Manhattan Beach and you've never been to our community, let's say you're staying at a hotel, maybe on Sepulveda, maybe you're up near LAX. We have a hospitality committee that is really great, that is really working on some exciting stuff in those areas, which Sepulveda, yes, in Manhattan Beach, and then the LAX corridor obviously is not, but it is Manhattan Beach adjacent. So we're working with them, and our magazines are going to be going in all of those hotels. So if you've never been to Manhattan Beach, that publication will be in many of those hotels.
Yeah.
And we really just kind of want it to be something that people can pick up that's not only useful for members, but, you know, just someone could pick up and say, oh, well, I guess I'll have a great day in Manhattan Beach. We want it to be a guide so that they can kind of have a taste of our community.
Yeah, get to know you kind of guide. To know the Manhattan Beach folks. Get to know us.
You know,
right.
That is a fantastic thing, and you know, I've seen it some, I'm trying to think where I saw something about this, but when people fly into LAX and say they have a long layover or an overnight, Manhattan Beach is just, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, everything you need, shopping, dining, entertainment, you have everything right there, and it's so convenient from LAX, so convenient. So,
right.
And
it's a destination spot.
If you're here for a day, it's the perfect day. It's a perfect day trip. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, destination guide. It's a destination.
It's a destination. People are learning about Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead,
Brandon.
We
actually had someone call into the chamber yesterday that was doing just this. She was flying into LAX today, I believe, this morning, and she was talking to someone online, but she was going on a date today. And she said, I've never been to Manhattan Beach. Can you help me plan my day? And so they're starting their day down at the pier. They're going to grab breakfast at the Kettle, and then they're going to do afternoon drinks at the Strand House, and then finish their day at the beach again. And so it really is something for everyone in Manhattan Beach, and we really want that guide to be something that people can pick up, you know, without calling the chamber. It's fine if you want to call the chamber. I'm happy to help you set up the perfect date. Your relationship planner is in. But the guide works, too.
Yeah.
So stop in and see us and get one.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
that's
Brandon, you could have a whole second career here.
He could.
Setting up
me a man.
Yeah.
The perfect date. Call Brandon.
Manhattan Beach matchmaker. Or Manhattan. Yeah, I like
right.
it. Like it.
Isn't that a membership benefit, right? That's where you meet your husband or wife, right?
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
The chamber.
There you go. Wow. That works.
How about that?
I like it.
Yeah.
And we actually have that happen more often than not, believe it or not. Can you recommend a hotel? I'm in Arizona. I'm in Pennsylvania. Send me a guide. I can't tell you how many guides I send out to other states. We give them to the Air Force guys. People rely on those as a way, where do I live? What's a good place to live in Manhattan Beach? What's a great place to go to? It's multifunctional, you know, it really is. And we get those calls and we refer people to the places we think that are going to best suit them. And we have plenty of options, as Brandon said, out here.
You're like a concierge for the city. I love
kind
it.
Kind of, yeah. We've become that for sure. This is my third year here, and I've definitely helped set up a lot of meetings for people, 30 people meetings in our restaurants, and kind of go a little bit above and beyond the normal you know, because I want the community to thrive and I want people to see it. So I'm happy to help people find a good location for some of the things that they have going on. Brandon and I are both devoted like that.
I just, Jackie, I just had a flash. I mean, this is one of the things that is that makes it so incongruous to for these actions that have been taken by the Redondo Beach City Council against their own chamber. A chamber is like a concierge for the city, and Manhattan Beach Chamber does such a great job for them, for their city, and don't cost the city a great deal of money. The Redondo Beach Chamber was doing so much more. It was a large budget, but they were doing so much more, and the city council just slashed their budget. It's just why, I always say.
Well,
why?
They actually had the Visitors Bureau attached as well, right? So they were the chamber and the Visitors Bureau, so that was sort of part of their deal. We don't have that, but we still provide that because we're not going to hang up on somebody because it's not our job. That's not going to happen. Right. We do love the community, and we do want to – we all have a civic backbone with all of us, the three of us, and we're going to help as much as we can, for sure.
Well, it's so good to hear this. I mean, we know it, but we want to make sure everybody else knows it.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to all you do for the community, matchmaking included, so tell us about now the chamber also offers seminars where you can, you know, maybe talking about legal, maybe talking about keeping your books, maybe talking about how to hire. Tell us about some of the more popular seminars you've offered in the past that you might want to do again, and some of the ones that you have lined up this year. I know you have a couple already lined up this year. Who wants to take that?
Brandon.
Sure. I'm happy to. So we offer seminars throughout the year to anyone who's a chamber member. It's a member benefit. And it's also a sponsorship opportunity. We started this last year, we had a couple kind of the second half of the year. And for this year, the goal is to have, one and then two and then one. So we'll be doing them monthly more regularly, and they've been pretty popular so far, this year. So last year we had a really good seminar with Ronnie Ramos with Harmony 3 Solutions. She came in and she taught probably about 100 people over at the Manhattan Beach Library.
Mm-hmm.
And which, if you don't know, the Manhattan Beach Library has a beautiful media room.
Mm-hmm.
And it can seat up to 100 people, I believe, is capacity. But if you're looking to have something for your company or your business, you know, contact the city of Manhattan Beach because their library really does have a great space for that. So that's my plug for them. But Ronnie Ramos with Harmony 3 Solutions did a DIY video training seminar for all of our chamber members, and it was awesome. She taught people how to make professional videos, 30-second videos for their company, whether it was just kind of more of a sizzle reel or a promotional video promoting the services that the business is offering. But it was really great because all of the training and the tools that were provided are tools that are free for the most part. Some of them have low cost, but most of the tools were free that members can find online to perfect, whether it's a PowerPoint or a video or whatever for their business. But that was, I think we had close to 100 people. That was very, very successful.
Brandon, I'm gonna barge in here a second. Joe, wasn't Ronnie Ramos the one that did the presentation at the South Bay
Business
Leadership?
Business Leader Summit.
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
She was.
Yes. Business Leader Summit, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I said it, and I listened to her, and I took notes. And when I came home, I looked up. She was talking about some of the apps she uses, and I've been using Canva. That's one of the top ones she uses. And I've been using it. I set up my media kit on that from her instruction. I mean, it's very useful. Yeah.
And on top of it, another at the marketing event that or the seminar that Brandon was talking about, an attendee made a video and sold that video to somebody else. That's how easy it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's
she's
that's,
amazing.
That's powerful stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
Ronnie's
powerful
amazing.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can continue,
yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. yeah, Ronnie Ramos, if you're listening, we love you. So, a couple seminars that we have coming up this year. Last year, we also did a legal seminar with the Maloney firm, which was really great. It was titled
Patrick.
"You Don't Know What You
yes.
Don't Know." More, yep, Patrick
we love
Maloney,
that.
Vanessa Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They actually picked up a couple new clients out of it as well, and that's the idea about our seminars. It really gives you and the business that signs up a standalone platform to get whatever messaging it is that you want to get across. And typically when people
right.
come to us and say they want to do a seminar, they say, you know, we want more clients. We're hoping that, you know, if we do this, there's an ROI. And we're happy to
right.
say that all of our seminars, after the fact, the folks that have put them on, they've told us that they've received new clients and new business from the seminars that they've hosted through the chamber. So we're thrilled
well,
to hear that.
It's exposure. It's exposure. And by the way, it was a Manhattan Beach event.
Mm-hmm.
It was held in El Segundo.
Chamber.
I think it was at Big
nope.
Door Studios. Wasn't that? Yeah. It, well,
nope.
this was a couple of years ago.
Oh.
This
oh.
was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes.
Patrick
yes.
Maloney.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick
yep,
Maloney
right.
did a legal thing, and it was
mm-hmm.
fabulous. I mean,
Max,
he's
yeah.
great. We
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. After that, we were like, oh, we
yeah.
got to have you on the show. You're terrific. So a
great, yeah.
a lot
yeah.
of great, he gives out a lot, a ton yeah. of great information. So
that was
yeah,
my first event.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I
it
also,
was?
Too, if I can interject too, also I think when you're starting a business, there's so much to tackle. This allowing people to get FaceTime with a company that they maybe don't even know exists. Just that interaction.
Mm.
Oh, gosh, I need to do that. These are just things that when you're doing a business, it's daunting starting a business, and we're trying to provide the members with resources, not just new clients, but meet this person. This is what you should be doing. These are things you need to be thinking about that can cause you problems if you don't consider them. So it's the meeting people and realizing, gosh, I didn't even consider that. So we
right.
want to make sure everybody has all the tools in their toolbox when they're starting their business and when they're, you know, getting going, so they don't have any pitfalls that they, gosh, I didn't know, you know, the online site didn't say that was going to happen, you know. So it's just also
yeah.
just reminding folks here, you know, it's people are shy. Here's a person that can help you succeed. So sorry, Brandon, continue.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, not at all. So next year, or well, for this year, we're in 2018. Hello. Next month, we're going to have our first seminar for 2018, and it's going to be with Sylvia Guyad with Manhattan Tax and Accounting.
Mm-hmm.
All of our seminars last
mm-hmm.
year were more of a morning format where we had coffee, you know, a light continental breakfast. This seminar is going to be a noon seminar, so we've also made it a networking lunch. And Sylvia is going to be talking, obviously, tax season is upon us as everyone, you know, jumps up and down or not. And so she's going to help us figure out just kind of the best way to save the most on our taxes and just kind of talk about some other things that we might not know. So and that's Friday, February 16th from noon to 1:30 with Sylvia Guyad. So we're looking forward to that. And then our next one that's on the calendar is March 15th with a very lovely person, Sheila Miller Nelson. She's a brand new chamber member, and her business is Speak and Present Confidently. And she wants to assist members just in being confident and getting up in front of people and speaking and being able to get your message across clearly. I think that, you know, if you're not up in front of people very often, it can sometimes be a daunting task. It can be kind of nerve-wracking. And so she wants
nauseous.
To come in and just make sure that, you know, our chamber members are able to get up in front of people and present their business but in a clear, concise way. So
mm-hmm.
that's what our seminars are about. We're trying to schedule a couple more here at the beginning of the year to kind of, you know, get our months full, our schedule full. We're considering an active shooter seminar, which I think would be, you know, very just informative and helpful, just given the climate
mm-hmm.
and landscape today. And we're thinking about a couple others as well. So,
like Joe,
if anyone wants to do a seminar,
yeah.
Yeah.
like Joe,
Joe,
thinking about
can
yeah,
I do
Joe.
A plug? Can I do a plug?
You, absolutely,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of the things that is occupying enormous amounts of time in every government on our planet is how to deal with digital currency, how to deal with Bitcoin, how to deal with regulations, with taxes, specifically taxes. How do you tax something that is like in the ether and on your phone and whatever? So this is a huge, huge thing. I can't wait to do a seminar on cryptocurrency and the coming digital financial revolution. That's a working title.
That's good. I like it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I think our membership is going to be just so interested in that.
Right.
I know I'm very interested in cryptocurrency and learning more about the different types of currencies that are emerging and that are out there. So I think it's going to be a hot button topic for sure.
Well, and I remember watching the Bitcoin when it first started thinking, what is that? And then look at it now. It's phenomenal.
We all
watched the documentary on it. And it's out of control.
Let me just say, you know, Bitcoin started in 2008.
Yeah.
And many people will say, oh, they have their Bitcoin moment. They saw it and they dismissed it. And if only they had, you know, gotten involved, they would be millionaires now. Well, I have a client. His name is Dennis Kane. Many people in the Manhattan Beach Little League world will know that name. Dennis Kane was buying and selling in-game currency for his son like 15 years ago. So, you know, digital currencies in games are like decades older than Bitcoin. And these are games, you know, like World of Warcraft and all that. You can could have like digital currency you could actually sell to other people and make the transfer in the game, and that was coin. And so kids today are all well versed with digital currency and
similar
the concept.
To Candy Crush, right?
Yeah.
Similar to Candy Crush or Farmville. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
And so now there's a huge gap between the, you know, I would say 40 and under, 30 and under. There's a huge gap between them and their concept and understanding of what digital currency is and Warren Buffett's of the world. Warren Buffett is singularly one of the greatest investors in history, one of the greatest investors in the 20th century, no doubt. Yet he's now saying, oh, Bitcoin, you know, it's going to end badly and it's there's a generation gap about people who don't know, well, this internet thing isn't going away.
No.
This internet thing is here forever. And it's interesting to see.
It's exciting.
Well at least until
a little ad for me.
At least this internet thing is here at least until the zombie apocalypse, you know, and then we won't have anything. But no, you know,
is
something
that what we're preparing for, Jackie?
We're always preparing for the zombie apocalypse, absolutely. But you know, something over the years that we've been working with the Manhattan Beach Chamber with the show, you know, we've poached a lot of your people that do seminars have come on the show, and I cannot stress how valuable the information is that they share at these seminars. All right. I just can't stress it enough. I've gotten some of the best advice I've ever gotten at one or two of those seminars. So
that's great.
So, you know, and that's open to non-members too. Is that correct?
Right. It is. There is a fee.
Yep.
There is a fee for non-members at all of every event we have. Some of them are free for our members. Some of them aren't, but if we'd love for people to participate, but as a non-member, you do pay a fee. So it's $20 for the seminar.
No.
Yeah.
That's something that
Mark has
changed up. I just want to mention this real quick. Mark doesn't want a nickel and dime members.
No.
You know, so most of your events are free for members. I know, like the State of the City or something, there's a general admission fee for everybody, but
actually
all,
not
all
this
of your...
year. No, he actually the State of the City this year is free for everybody. So that's something he also recently changed.
Okay.
So, yeah. But if you're a sponsor for the event, there are special privileges for our sponsors. But yeah, as a general admission, you can attend. We want everybody. Again, he's community. He's a community guy, so he wants everybody to be able to participate and learn about their city. So yeah, he just recently dropped the fee for that.
Now, that's great. I'll have to change that on my website. But you've mentioned several times, both of you mentioned several times, sponsor opportunities. Give us a quick description what it is and what it does.
Sure. Well, there are quite a few ways to sponsor the chamber, but one way is you can sponsor a specific event. So you can look through all of our events for the annual calendar and figure out, okay, what event makes sense for me? You know, what type of people are going to be attending? You can also do a multi-event package where we put a couple events together and we usually give you a great deal when you bundle your events. That's always a great idea. Obviously, a seminar or a workshop, which we're excited to schedule Joe Terry's. And you can also do a social media takeover, which is an exciting new sponsorship opportunity that we have, where you can literally sit down with us and we will devise, you know, a plan for your business, your company, to take over all of our social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And
oh my God.
You'll literally get on there and say, hey, this is Joe Terry with, you know, and I'm taking over the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce today. And literally, you get to use our platform, leverage our contacts to get whatever messaging you want out there.
That's
which is super exciting. We also have a 52-week marketing campaign and plan that we're offering. It's called our Chairman Circle, which is for our biggest sponsors. But in that package, it allows you to really kind of target your marketing. Again, we'll sit down with you, and we will target everything that you want to do down to the month and even down to the week if you'd like. And that's why we call it a 52-week marketing campaign. We'll figure out all of your e-blasts, your social media posts, as much as we can, of course. We'll look at your calendar, your company's priorities, objectives, event calendar, and we'll figure out what would work best for you. And that also includes all of your event sponsorship. So it's a really great deal. There are a ton of opportunities, you know, but I love to go through all of these and sit down for coffee or go to lunch with prospective sponsors. I know John and I are grabbing coffee on Tuesday to continue the conversation. So that's kind of what we have. We also have e-blasts. You can also post in our e-newsletter that goes out bi-weekly. And then, of course, we have ad opportunities as well for print, the Destination Guide Journal as well.
Now,
all right.
One thing, Michelle, is it possible that we can have the seminars, which are universally seen as valuable, can we have them videotaped so that they can be preserved on the Chamber website?
That's actually something we've been talking about. So I would definitely give that to Mark. But I think that's something that we would be looking forward to do. Yeah.
Yeah, because then going forward, they can be of value to everyone who goes to the Chamber website and they say, oh, I want to attend that webinar they had last year on X.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea. Yep.
Okay.
That's a good opportunity for us to look over. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, give us contact info, Michelle. Give us where the chamber's located, your email address, your phone numbers. How can people contact the chamber?
The phone number here is 310-545-5313. We're right across the street from the fire department and the police department at 425 15th Street. We're on the corner of 15th and Valley. We get overlooked a lot. For those veterans of the city, this used to be the old library. For people that are here, we're right next to the post office. So we're in the same, we share the same building with them. Our website is manhattanbeachchamber.com. My email, if you want to contact me or anybody, is just our first names and manhattanbeachchamber.com. You can also go to the website, look up employees, hit our name, and you can get an email sent to us directly that way as well.
This has been great. This has been great, Joe.
It has been great. I am thrilled. It took a long time for me to join a chamber, and I chose the Manhattan Beach Chamber as my first chamber. If I should join others, you guys do a great job. And thank you for joining us, Michelle and Brandon.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. We're going to talk many, many times before the day is done. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Jill.
Thank you, Jack. All right, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. ManhattanBeachChamber.com.